Sean Ellsworth Hoffman, Eric Buechner, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, your band, Soltre, is dedicated to making the music you all love, and you've proved that with a new CD, Wherever You Are. Congratulations on that. Now, this area has a fine and full share of Celtic and Americana talent. We enjoy that and brag on that a lot around here. What does Soltre bring to the stage that's uniquely Soltre?
I think the combination of the very traditional Irish with the old time and the Americana sort of sound. We play traditional songs, we play old songs, we play songs that we've written, original material. It's really a mixed bag, and I think one of the things that I like to focus on is just that combination of the old time and the Irish styles.
Exactly, yeah. I don't think we've done really one track that is just strictly one or the other. It really has become very important to us as a project to make sure that there's a healthy combination.
You have to have a pretty good base in both styles to make it work. You can't play a little bit of one and a little bit of the other and just say, oh, that's good enough. You really have to have that kind of respect for the tradition. And
yeah.
And be willing to meld it then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The other thing I think that makes the band pretty special is just the multi-instrumental nature of things. On the CD, we have 5 singers. And so everybody takes turns with the lead. And then everybody plays multiple instruments. You know, it's like 10 or 12 instruments for a 4-piece band.
I know that's exciting to your listeners and your concert goers. Is it exciting in a good way for you musicians?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it keeps us fresh. Because, again, yeah, changing arrangements on the fly can be fun.
Which I do a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Bigger I mean, there's than, so yeah, many combinations, instrumental combinations, that just makes it really fun to listen to and fun for the musicians. We don't get bored.
Best combination. So your first official CD is Wherever You Are. Great name. How does this speak to your unique take on your musical realm?
I think maybe it's just, maybe wherever you are, hopefully you'll find something to enjoy. I know that we all do, and everybody's very busy, and so it's kind of like wherever we are, we like to make time to play music together.
Mm-hmm.
And is there one tune on the album that sums up all of the Soltre feeling and spirit?
Sure. There's the set of tunes called The Long Acre, Cuz Tien's Barn Dance, and Brushy Run. And they're all traditional tunes, but what we did, we took 2 Irish tunes to start the set and then added a traditional square dance tune, like a contra dance old-time fiddle tune called Brushy Run. The structures of Cuz Tien's and Brushy Run are actually very similar. There's some of the same rhythmic phrases in there, just different traditions, and I think it blends really nicely together, that whole set.
It takes it back to the Irish and American dance traditions, which is where this music is rooted from to begin with. The folks that were dancing in Ireland and Scotland and all that came over here, they're dancing in their barns in the U.S. That pretty much sums it up.
And it all feels good.
Oh, yeah. Musicians like us, we play in our kitchens, on our front porches, and this is our get-together time. And when we're on stage, we're inviting you in. that's what we do. You know, that right there plays into to chemistry, you know, between the listener and us as performers. Yeah, absolutely.
And what are your biggest summer festival plans coming up?
We have several things through the summer, but the couple of big things that we're excited about at the end of the summer are the Great Lakes Gathering up in Saginaw, Michigan. That's a 1-day Saturday festival. And then the biggest thing that we're so excited about is that we're going to be playing at Wheatland this year up in Remus, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And it's just a fantastic folk festival that's been going on for years and years. We're going to be playing Friday night, and then we get to play early and hang out for the rest of the weekend. So it's kind of sweet deal.
Okay. It's becoming more and more apparent how much folks enjoy your music, follow your music. I am kind of curious, specifically here, what does making your particular brand of Soltre music do for you?
Wow.
That's a good question. Oh, it makes me happy.
It's like, that's my measure, you know? If it was a good gig, if I had fun and we made some good music, that's a successful night. I think it was actually Eric that said it once. He said, this is the band that I've always wanted to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all feel the same way.
I think that does it. Yeah, samesies.
Sean Ellsworth Hoffman is founder of Soultre, and Eric Fichtner, a core member. Thank you for sharing your music and spirit with us today, guys, and luckily Irish Americana to you.
Thanks for having us.